This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
911, what is your emergency?
Very horrific crime.
Once upon a crime.
Emma Gillespie, the host of Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations, joins us this week talking about, Emma, Australia's most wanted father and son.
Yeah, that's right. You guys might have heard of these boys, the Stockos. Gino and Mark, a father-son duo who wreaked havoc through Queensland in the early 2000s. And then once they'd sort of done the dirty all over Queensland, they went all over Australia, terrorizing farmers, tearing up properties, setting things on fire, and eventually turning to murder.
These guys have been described as modern-day bushrangers, and there really is that kind of almost like a Thelma and Louise kind of air around these guys, like two blokes on the run from the law, sort of living as outlaws. But it's not as romantic as like the Hollywood movies would paint it to be.
Well, exactly. And that's sort of something that the victims of Gino and Mark Stocco have sort of said, that this description of modern day bushrangers kind of glorifies what they did, which is essentially this father-son duo who had this real attitude of a problem with authority, couldn't be told what was and wasn't theirs. And they basically travelled from farm to farm. They'd rock up and sort of say, you know, we're looking for workers. We can do anything you want in exchange for accommodation, basically. Mm. And they would present as really charismatic, really trustworthy. And so these farmers and their families sort of welcomed them into their homes for months at a time, sometimes even longer. But every single time it would get to a point where Gino would just push it too far or ask for too much or fly off the handle, and then they would disappear, come back in the night and trash properties. So set fires, punch holes in all of the equipment, tractors, cut all the fences, set cattle free, like just anything and everything to cause chaos. Yeah.
Wow. And so this was a father and son, as we've mentioned multiple times, but they had a relatively, would you say, normal upbringing, and especially as they were, they had a few businesses in town in Queensland, didn't they?
Yeah. So there's not any sort of real obvious kind of like origin story, I guess, for this offending. Gino was always a bit of a dodgy kind of a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark, his son, you know, they were a nuclear family, grew up in Ingham. There was, you know, Mark and his sister, Gino, and then the mom, the wife, Connie. And they eventually split up in the late 90s. And that's kind of when things took a turn and when Gino and Mark kind of became these vigilante, fugitive on the run guys.
Right.
They own a giant 3-ton... watermelon. Like, this has Hollywood movie written all over it, like, because I can see the opening scene panning across like a big watermelon. What has that got to do with the story?
I actually don't know about the watermelon.
Okay, so what I've got here is, and this might have started their life of pet peeve.
Maybe.
So they built this giant 3-ton concrete watermelon at a service station that Gino owned to try and bring the tourists in, and it just didn't work. And that was the start of the spiral.
Oh, wow. That was the trigger.
From a 3-ton watermelon to murdering a mob boss.
Oh.
They gunned down this mafioso guy near Wagga in 2015. That kind of led to this police shootout, those big chase. It was, it literally, as you guys say, like something from a movie.
Wow.
Wow.
I lived in Wagga a little bit, and I can, there is underlings of the mafia, especially in Griffith as well, near Wagga. So I don't doubt it.
Griffith's long been regarded a hotspot for that sort of stuff. But hey, this is just scratching the surface. For the full deep dive, listen to True Crime Conversations. Emma Gillespie, thank you so much for your time this Monday morning.
Thanks, guys.